Assalamu alaikum, man. What's up, everyone? And welcome to another segment of TG Let's Talk. And today's topic is how to stay creative during this quarantine. All right, so we're all under quarantine. We're locked in for the weekends and we're trying to figure things out. And we're going to be talking about what we can do to stay creative. A content creator, a person that's very creative, or that's his or her field, they're always thinking of ways to come up with new things. So being confined in a room or in a home, and usually that's how your juices get going, get flowing. You know, you just grab that pen and paper and you start thinking of ways to be creative. So I noticed there's a lot of people baking at home, cooking. That, to me, awesome. Because if you love to bake, if you love to cook, if it's a hobby, if it's a profession, then man, you're doing good. You're practicing. You're doing what you're doing. You're doing it at home, getting it right. We can't avoid watching movies and watching Netflix and watching YouTube. That's cool. But also use another portion of your time to benefit you after this is all over, after all this is said and done. You're gonna walk out that door and you're gonna go do what you normally do. Wouldn't it be cool if you've actually came up with something or actually perfected a skill that you had, or maybe lined up some new marketing techniques or new ideas during this time instead of sitting on the couch and watching movies? So here are some of the things that I jotted down for you guys and how we can use this time wisely. Study and research ways to get better. First thing I did, because for me, this is a business. You know, it's not a hobby. I know for many people, it's a hobby, which is awesome. It's an awesome hobby. But for me, this is a business. So what I got to do is I got to keep going. So since I have some downtime now, I had to figure out ways to promote, market, and do business, even though I can't meet with people. So yeah, there's online, like Zoom, for example. We have Zoom right here in front of us that we can use that to communicate with people. That's cool. We can still meet with people. But I sat there and started to design a strategy. I sketched out a plan, a technique, creating content. Where am I going to spread this content? Where am I missing? You know, where am I supposed to be promoting that I'm not promoting? You know, where should I be next? So for example, TikTok and Snapchat, I almost don't exist. All I have is an account there, but I'm there, right? But it needs content. So now is a good time for me to learn how TikTok and Snapchat work, right? LinkedIn, I exist on LinkedIn on a corporate level and it's cool. It works, but it can be better. Maybe you can invite clients to take a look at my business if I make it a little bit more creative, a little bit nicer to look at, right? A little bit more inviting. My website, well, our website is actually being worked on. So I've got a web designer, he's working on it as we speak, and it's looking good. What else we got? We got podcasts. You guys know me, I love to talk, I love to chat, and I love to do what I'm doing. So a podcast is just another way to keep my mouth going, and it works. It's fun for me, all right? So podcast is good. So again, Instagram is there. I got all these things. Then I got vlogs, YouTube. YouTube is massive. So I sat down and I wrote all of this stuff. And these are all the things that I'm planning right now. And we're strategizing and we're thinking of ways to make things better.
We'll be right back in about 30 seconds. Okay, we're back.
Going to perfect my current skill. All right, so I'm a landscape cityscape photographer. And I have a balcony. I'm fortunate enough to live outside of, I live in a high-rise building, so I have a view outside and I have a balcony. So I could take my camera outside and I could take some more test shots and I could practice with what I'm doing. But let's say you live in a home that has no balcony. Can you still shoot landscapes or night? Can you do night photography? That's a good question. Can you do night photography if you live at home and there's no balcony and you can't go outside? Well, the answer is yes. What I would do, for example, if I wanted to do some night photography with some long exposures, I would go into my living room, I'd turn off all the lights, I'd set up the camera, put it on a tripod, and I got some RGB lights, which I'm going to be using in a workshop that we're going to be having coming up with Living the Lens, we'll talk about later on. And I would turn off all the lights, make sure it's dark, hit the shutter, and then start playing with the lights to create some long exposures. I would do test after test, which I'm going to demonstrate to you guys later on. So you could still do night photography while you're in your living room. So there is absolutely no excuse there, right? You can still practice. Landscape photography. Hey, man, look, I got a nice little plant right here, you know? Maybe I can set it up, put some flowers around it, put whatever I want to do. Maybe have a little waterfall coming down. You know, just get creative, right? And then take some shots, you know? Lighting. Lighting is very important. You guys know I'm a photographer, and I'm in production, video and production. And what I'm doing during this time is, if you don't have lighting equipment in your home, what could you do? Well, for one, if you have a lamp, bring that lamp, light up your subject, light up what you're trying to do, and use the lamp. If you have a flashlight, what you guys call a torch, you can use that. If you have a mobile phone, it has a light behind it, right? You could use that. So that's another thing that you can use, right? Editing. Editing is a big one. Look, as photographers, let's keep cell phones aside, mobile phones, and let's just look at cameras. When you're shooting with a camera, if you're shooting in RAW, you take out your SD card, you put it into your computer, your laptop, and you start editing. Many of us take amazing shots, amazing photos, but we lack the skills of editing. We don't know how to edit right. We love colors, but our saturation is bleeding over on the side. We love contrast, but the contrast is stretched all the way to 100. You know, we love things that look beautiful, but we don't know how to make them look beautiful. So practice. Now's the time to do it. Go on and try different techniques. Look on YouTube. Man, YouTube is today's encyclopedia. You know, when I was growing up, we had encyclopedia books. So when we wanted to look something up letter by letter, we'd open this huge book and then we'd go find out what we want. And then we'd have to read it. Man, today we have YouTube. We have YouTube. So you could just go on, just search, type in, you know, how to edit. And then you got all these amazing people that are giving the skill away. They're teaching you. Learn how to edit. Make a plan. If you're a hobbyist, if photography is your hobby and you want to perfect it, all right, you know what? Make a plan for it. If you know, a lot of you guys say, well, I don't have a lot of followers on YouTube, or I don't have a lot of followers on Instagram, and hey, that's baloney. You know why? Because you can get followers if that's what you're after, but you shouldn't be. You know, that should not be your main goal. It should be a goal, yes. If this is something that you are really focusing on full-time as a career, yes, it should be eventually a goal. But if you focus on the craft, if you focus on what you are doing as far as a photographer, cinematographer, vlogger, editor, whatever the subject is, if you focus on that, perfect that, the followers will come. The people will come. Do something, you know, get better at your content. Make your content more appealing to yourself. If you enjoy watching your content, I guarantee you others will start enjoying it as well. Sign up for virtual workshops. This is a big one. All right, so a lot of companies and a lot of places and a lot of communities started doing virtual workshops. Now that's huge. That's a huge, huge benefit. In fact, I'm part of a group, Living the Lens. We are doing virtual workshops. We just had one with one of our guys, Andy, one of our instructors. He just did one. Amazing. It was about wildlife. And we're doing another one this Sunday. This Sunday at 6 p.m. And guess what? It's free. It's a free workshop. So if you want to learn about how to shoot the moon, what equipment is necessary, how to set up your composition in front, you know, obviously the background is obviously going to be the moon, but how to set up your foreground, how to do all these things. If you guys want to learn about how to do that, that's a virtual workshop. It's free. It doesn't cost you nothing but time, right? And honestly, we got a lot of time right now on our hands. We're locked in, so we can benefit there. If you go to Instagram at Living the Lens, you can sign up for one of our free workshops. That is going to be something that you can really benefit from. You could look at what other professionals are doing. Hear them out. It's going to be on Zoom. Same thing. Just sign up. It's free. Costs you nothing. All right, we got questions coming in. Sony or Canon? All right, guys, all cameras are amazing. All right. They got sensors inside them. They got a shutter on top of them. Click the shutter. Boom. You got a shot. That's amazing. So the brand is not always number one. Now, I'm a Sony ambassador. If you ask me what do I use, I use Sony. But if you use something else, that works. It's fine. It's cool. But learn how to use it. The best way, because there's a lot of questions that came in right now on what camera should I be using. One you could afford is the best one for you. So that's the one you should get. Get the one that you can afford. It doesn't really matter. Okay, what is more important than having a website or a good reel? Well, knowing how to do the skills on the website and the good reel is more important than having a website and a good reel. To answer that question, you selling yourself or selling the services that you provide are very important. So having a website, super important. Having a good showreel, completely important. But if you don't know how to develop the skills to put them on that showreel, you're going to be missing something very important. You're going to advertise, advertise, advertise. People are going to call you in and you're not going to know what to do. Can you explain why to shoot RAW? Absolutely. Now, if you shoot in JPEG, that image is baked in all the way. Whatever's out there is baked in. You put that into editing. You try to stretch your exposure, try to adjust the contrast and everything else. It starts to fall apart. Starts to pixelize. Starts to look weird in simple terms. If you shoot RAW, you are capturing the maximum amount of data, bringing it back to post-processing so you can adjust as you see fit. The photo will not fall apart. You will have a much better edit. Now, if you're not editing and you're shooting right out of the camera and you're shooting it in JPEG, then it's okay in JPEG. You just take it out, give it to who you're giving it to, or sending it to whoever you're sending it to, or just maybe posting it directly. Cool, that's fine. But shooting in RAW is very important because you capture the maximum amount of data to allow you to stretch it as much as you can in post-production. It is very important to edit a photo, guys. As a professional, photos need to be edited. They need to be edited. When I say edit, there's a difference between creating things in Photoshop and actually just color adjusting or color correcting. What software do you use for editing photos? Great question. What software do we use? Welcome. But I also use Photoshop. And the reason I use Photoshop is sometimes you need to clean up a little bit of a mess that you got going on there. What I'm trying to say is, let's say you're taking a nice, beautiful shot of the water. You got a boat, you got a nice background, sun is setting, but somebody did something really not nice and they threw can of soda on the floor, they left some garbage on the floor, you missed it. Instead of getting up and moving it, throwing it in the trash, you yourself, you didn't realize it, you hit the shutter, you took that beautiful shot, but you left that piece of trash right there in the shot. Now you gotta clean it up. Now, can you do this in Lightroom? Yes, you can. Is it gonna be perfect? Very difficult to make it perfect. I take the photo, I edit the entire photo in Lightroom, then I transfer it over to Photoshop. And then I start removing the bits of trash that are on the floor to clean up my shop.
All right, guys, that about does it for our podcast today. Thanks for tagging along. And if you have any questions, you could always send me a DM on Instagram, TG from Dubai. That's TG from Dubai on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, and all other platforms. Thanks again, and we will catch you on the next one.